I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Juan Toscano-Anderson, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
JTA!
Random.
Who is it? Depeche Mode.
Nah, it's Pitbull.
Is it Pitbull?
I think so. Well, no, no. The music, the beat is by him, though, clearly.
It's the Gorillaz.
Yeah. I think he's in that band.
Gorillaz. Hadn't heard them.
Yeah, and you know what?
Heard of.
And they do this now, the kids. I'll bet it's Gorillaz with a Z at the end. I'll bet you any money.
I don't know about that on this one.
Cha-ching!
Thank you.
So, this hashtag random at the funeral, and my wife's, remember I bragged when we went to Hawaii a couple years ago, her cousin DeVale Stoney, looks like, he's a brother, but he looks like Brad Pitt, that's what they call him. Ooh. Good looking dude.
Trying to envision that.
He's the money guy behind Ray Parker Jr. Remember?
Sure, yeah.
And he was there, and we were smoking cigars and sipping on the dark. And he was there, and I don't know, we got to talking at the repast, and music came up. And I go, give me your number one. Like, I said, Phil Collins, Pac. You know, for me, Marvin Gaye. He's a brother. His number one was Van Halen. I said,
I've never heard anything like that in my entire life.
He told me to listen to the first album of Van Halen. I said, dude, give me that card.
Does he know most white people don't like Van Halen either?
I spit my drink out, Sonny. Like, give me that brother card.
All right, we're doing things a little differently today.
I'm not.
Feel free. But no, you are. You are.
Well, I'm not doing a good job because you're asking for more.
They had
no rhythm last night.
Yeah, let me set it up real quick. Your boy Steiny didn't watch the game last night. So mad about Giannis not playing, and I had my Tulane Green Wave on, and I had two fantasy guys on Baltimore playing, and I was just so mad I made an emotional decision. I did not watch the Warriors last night. I've watched them since 1994. Last night I didn't watch them. So you know what? I'm relying on you guys. I can't even come in here and say Kuminga stinks because I don't know if he stunk last night.
But I wonder if you could get reprimanded for saying you didn't watch because it's our job to watch.
Is it?
It's almost like you could have just called me and I ain't coming today. You know what I'm saying, Sonny.
I not only said it, I told the boss last night via text.
Oh, you texted?
Yeah, he knew.
Okay, all right.
He knew. He's like, do whatever you want, Steiny.
Did he say that?
Yes. He goes, whatever you want to do. And I was just like, no, this will be good. I'll get to hear what the hell's going on. Okay. I'll get to hear other guys tell me about a game for once. I'm sick of lecturing people. I want to be lectured too today.
Yeah. Takeaways, Steiny. Horford might need to start, man. And this is bigger than last night.
So, okay. I didn't see the game. So you're telling me he stunk so bad that now you want to put him into the starting
lineup. I have talked about this moving forward, and he hasn't stunk the whole season, but I'm just thinking a guy like that, an estimated eye says her husband's better in the morning and he fades in the evening. So maybe, you know, an older guy like Al should get the start and be out there and we get the best version of him. And Moody, I took it as his hand was messed up, and that's why he didn't even have a field goal attempt. But Steiny, the energy was not there. And you got these, my boy Reg B texts me, everybody's hurt for Indiana. They're 0-4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Big Smooth, tell me what happened and why. What's up, Smoothie? How you doing, my man?
Smooth.
Smooth. Oh, boy.
A little transaction going on, huh?
Let's go to Marco in Sonoma.
Give it to us.
Hey, Marco, how you doing, man? What happened last night?
They were just, you know, maybe it, what was it, three games in, or
three games in 3 days or something. They had a back-to-back, and they just no energy.
Yeah.
I'm not digging the chemistry of some of these lineups. Like, I like Post, but he seems a little lost right now, and, you know, Pajemski's, I don't know. It doesn't feel good, even though they're, what, 4-2 now?
Yes, sir. I'm with 4-2.
I'm just not as fired up about this lineup as I thought I'd be, you know? Kuminga's playing well, I get it, but there just seems like there's some weird tension under everything. I don't know. It might just be that they're tired, man. I might be overreading into this thing and, you know, hitting the eject button a little too early. But, I mean, we're 6 games in, but I just didn't like what I saw.
Hey, real quick, this is why I'm concerned. Can they, and I've never played a minute of NBA ball. I don't know about you, but I'll assume you haven't. I mean, if it's tired and we're 5 games in, because that's what it was going into last night, I don't like that at all. That's why I haven't even mentioned. But you said what I said. The energy wasn't there.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we don't want to get into the whole concept of all the old head NBA guys talking about, you know, the DNPs and the do not plays, but like it's 6 games in, man. Why? What are you tired from?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's fair, so Marco.
It was just odd, and yeah. Maybe I'm being an old grumpy dude and whatever, but I don't know. I just didn't feel it.
You know? That was unacceptable last night. Unacceptable.
Yeah, I was excited to watch the game, and then, you know, Giannis didn't play, and then they came out and looked flat, and I was just, I turned it off and watched the football game.
Appreciate it, Marco. Thank you so much. And I'm looking at the YouTube chat, Goo, Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
Something is off. The caller is on to something. He says Buddy's not happy.
Or didn't, I said what I said.
Didn't look happy.
Well, Buddy hadn't been playing. You got to be responsible for what your own actions. And let's be honest, he hasn't exactly got off to a great start. And we've seen it before from Buddy. And then when he gets hot, it's over. But I asked you about Moody, and he hasn't been bad. But last night, Steiny, 10 minutes, and I'm like, okay, he's a young player. Does he miss starting? Neither here nor there. But the bottom line is, Milwaukee hoisted up 46 threes, Steiny, and shot 41%. So, and I'm just remembering what Butch said before he left, everybody's doing it. So maybe that was it. They shot 41% from three. Warriors shot, what, 36 or around there, and maybe that's the difference in the game. But this is 34%. But, Steiny, something's just – I didn't like Post starting. I understood it because you had Miles Turner, Bobby Portis coming off the bench. But
hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I don't want to put this at the doorstep of Post, but maybe if Pods or somebody else is in there,
Goo,
you got more energy.
Goo, Post was terrific against the Clippers.
It
was one of the few games I've seen him play where if he wasn't making shots, he still would have helped them win on Tuesday. So,
but every game's different, right?
No doubt. Every matchup. I'm not here to say Post was good last night. I have no idea. I'm just saying, man, I mean, you know, Post started Tuesday. He was absolutely fantastic. He started last night. Apparently, he wasn't very good. You know, Pajemski, I don't know how he played last night. It looks like he was so-so, like all of them. But he's coming off two pretty good games. And you said this about Moody. Well, you know, it's neither here nor there. Actually, that's one where I would challenge you on. Not challenge you. I would agree with you. I do think there could be something to see. Moses Moody was a starter going into the regular season, and he just happened to be hurt for the first two games. Kuminga plays. Now Kuminga starts. Like, Moody lost his job without playing in a way. Now it's Moses Moody, and he's dealt with this before, but, you know, that's Moody's not a starter now when it looked like he was going to be an everyday starter, you know, when the season started.
Yeah, so, and I felt like they, Rook, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead, Stoney.
No, I'm done.
They had no presence in the paint defensively. I felt like Rollins, Gary Trent Jr. was, they like A.J. Green, they weren't afraid of anybody in a Warrior uniform down low or driving to the paint, even when they missed. And then I go to Horford, Stoney, 20 minutes, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Like, that ain't it, and 1 of 6 from the field. So old Goo, assistant coach Goo today, is just thinking to myself, when we seen Al Horford play basketball before the Warriors, he was a starter. And I'm just saying, maybe that might be something Kerr will tinker with. But, man, Stoney, I thought we brought him in here to get off to a good start and spell Dre at the 5.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Warriors get beat last night, 120-110 to the Bucks.
No Giannis.
We're having a little bit of fun because I missed the game. I didn't watch the game.
I was wrong.
So I want you guys to tell me what happened last night. Guru's doing a good job.
Oh, Stoney, I got to read something to you.
Okay.
415 after you give me a compliment. Stoney, that was the game not to watch. But you need to work on your anger issues.
No, I did.
You love.
I worked on my anger issues while I was enjoying the Baltimore Ravens.
They hooked you up. Hopefully you win.
Don't count them out.
Yeah. Well,
the Ravens.
That's because they're in a stinky division.
Nevertheless,
any Brock Purdy news?
We can talk about that. He's not playing. It'll be Mac Jones. That segment brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
Joe Shasky here for Ceremony Ford, Lisa 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.